I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
It is the 5th of September. Where did the month go already, Craig? The last time, right?
We had
the penultimate day of August, right. And then we had the ultimate day of August, and then it was the first day of September, and now here we are already number 5. We are 1/20th of the way through of the month already, or some 2/3, 1/6? How many days in September?
30.
All right, so we're on the 5th of September. It is the first Tuesday of the month, and that means we are joined by United Way of Greater Lorain County, and Bill Harper comes in this morning, Executive Director. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
I got an email from Bailey, who does a lot of the marketing for
Bailey Kushner. Right. Yep.
And normally at the bottom, people put things, you know, phone numbers, information.
Mm.
She's gotten giant letters. We moved.
We moved.
At the bottom of her thing that she's put there. So no matter where she sends it out, now people know that we have moved.
Yes.
You're officially in your new location.
We are. We have been since July 31st.
You got a ribbon cutting or an open house.
We do. You know, we needed a little bit of time to get settled in. And, of course, we're scurrying around yet this week getting things ready. But we have an open house this Thursday, September 7th, from 3 to 7, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Everybody's welcome.
You have a marquee on your building, right?
We do. It says 642, the site of the old Tivoli Theater, no less.
And what have you planned for this open house?
Well, we're going to do a ribbon cutting. You know, that's tradition.
Right.
At 3 p.m. And then folks are welcome to come in and tour the building, learn a little bit about United Way of Greater Lorain County and all the work that we're doing in the community. We'll have some light refreshments. And we're especially interested in having people who have past connections to United Way attend the event, including past board members, people who were representatives for annual campaigns, donors, and volunteers, because this coincides with our centennial celebration, our 100 years. There's a lot of 100-year anniversaries this year. It just seems like one after the other.
Right. Well, I don't know if we had the discussion, but it seemed to be maybe there was a call to action at some point in that early part. Maybe it had to do with World War I or some time where there was a lot of, or maybe it was a point where we thought, service agencies or educational aspects of life,
right
after this Industrial Revolution that is going on. Maybe there was a point towards that. So a lot of those things are there at that point. But it's amazing. Well, it's good that they've lasted that long and that it's maintained the momentum that was started at that one particular point.
Right,
probably it's just a small seed has grown to where it is now. And
I think that's right. I think there were some great leaders that emerged at that time. I think they saw what was going on in the world with World War I and realized if people didn't come together that might happen again. And, of course, it did. But it's nice that it's still around to try and prevent that in the future.
For your ribbon cutting, do you have a big official pair of scissors or do you have to rent those?
No, I believe we'll be getting those from the Lorain County Chamber of Commerce. Tony Gallo has the big scissors. He's the big scissors man.
Mm-hmm. He goes everywhere with those.
He does.
He does not run. He walks with the scissors.
Right. Good. Yeah. That would impale you probably beyond repair.
Right.
Yes.
Again, we're talking this morning with Bill Harper, United Way of Greater Lorain County. They've got their open house coming up on Thursday. Your week of caring, when does that start?
Yeah. Well, that starts September the 9th. So that's this Saturday. And we've got a whole week of volunteer projects across the county, including a firehouse lunch at the Lorain Central Fire location. That's kind of a tradition on September 11th, recognizing the bravery and all that those folks do that put out fires, keep us safe, respond to emergencies, as they did in 9/11. Those are our heroes. And then we have painting at Salvation Army in Lorain that week, sorting food boxes at Second Harvest. We'll also do some painting and some sprucing up at the Haven Homeless Shelter in Lorain, do some street cleanup in Lorain, and a lot more. So people can go to uwlorainecounty.org to find out more.
How do you determine which projects to do? year to year?
Well, we put out a call in early in the summer to all the nonprofits, and they make proposals of volunteer projects that they need. And then in turn, we recruit volunteers and volunteer teams, particularly from the corporate supporters that we have to come out and help.
What can you tell us about the Haven House?
Well, the Haven, you know, is the only year-round shelter in Lorain County. They take all folks, families in particular. It's run by Neighborhood Alliance. It's a great resource for our community, and they do a great job of supporting those folks. Neighborhood Alliance is a part of our UCAN collaborative, and through that effort, we work with them to help people find permanent housing as soon as possible.
Craig was out at the big campaign kickoff.
Yeah, that was
Mike Bass.
That was sweet. We had over 300 attendees this year. Appreciate WEOL doing their live remote broadcast, as you always do. And also thanks to Mike and Barb Bass and their son Jim for, again, inviting us to use their showroom for that effort. We had the Midview marching band, which was great, and lots of good food and information provided to folks at that kickoff.
And with that kickoff, there was a lot of energy in the room, a whole lot.
Yeah, yeah, almost.
It's a lot of fun every year.
It's kind of exhausting by the time you spend all that energy. But yeah, it's a lot of fun every year. It's a way to just let the community know that the United Way campaign is starting in earnest. And again, folks can give by going to our website, uwlorainecounty.org, and just clicking on the Give tab. Or they can call our office at 277-6530 and find out how we can run a campaign in their business.
It's also a way, too, for people to get more familiar with your collaboratives. Because
that's right.
Many were there.
Yeah, many of them had booths or had tables out with lots of activities. We also had a little volunteer activity in the middle there. So it's an opportunity for people to come out, get a little food, all celebrate the beginning of the United Way campaign, and then learn more about the work that we do.
Going back to your new building there at 6th
yeah.
and Broadway,
yep.
Now that you've been in there for just over a month now,
yep.
How does it feel? Has it been a benefit?
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned that, Craig, because we were so cramped in our previous space. We, you know, our storeroom was our men's bathroom, for example, you know, and we were so cramped for so long. It was a little disorienting to actually have room to do things. But the conference room space, our collaboration studio out front, as well as our community engagement space, are really getting a lot of use, and they will continue to get a lot of use. Not only meetings and training, but we're going to do some fitness activities there throughout the year. And it's just a great space and resource for Central Lorain.
You'll fill up that space pretty quickly.
There's some law,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly, right. Yeah, there is a law like that. It could be called Bruce's Law. If you notice my office from when we went to one place to the other one, I thought, I got enough space. And then all
yeah.
of a sudden.
Yeah, exactly. It's wonderful to be there. Everyone has been really welcoming in Lorain. And, you know, we'll continue to serve the whole community from that location.
That's great. You give, advocate, volunteer, United Way of Greater Lorain County. Our guest this morning, Bill Harper. And again, the special open house ribbon cutting coming up on Thursday, September 7th. It'll be at 3 o'clock. And again, the new address, your address is?
642 Broadway in Lorain. And you'll see the big marquee with 642 on it.
I'm more concerned by the crooked clock hand on there. Is it really? I saw it from the picture, and I just wondered. It looked like a Dr. Seuss.
It does look like a Dr.
Seuss clock.
And which is good because it's not working right now, so it kind of gives us an excuse for why it doesn't have the right time.
Yeah, it doesn't have the time. That's the time it is in Dr. Seuss land.
Right,
in
exactly.
Whoville somewhere.
In Whoville, right.
Bill, thanks for your time this
Thank
morning.
You.
Appreciate it.